Okay. As I said in the beginning of the sugya, this is a sugya we can spend a year on because there it goes really through a big chelik of Shas. But I want to try to limit it to the kachim part. So we're going to quickly go through the cases that are most nageh to the mesechta. So last week we went into the idea what is inherently the machloikis between Abaye and Rava. What is it based on? And we said that Bashkof Rishoyin, it seems to be very difficult to understand the shakal of Atariya between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that it has to be Mahani, because if it's not Mahani, there wouldn't be Malkus. It has to be. If the Torah tells you not allowed to do something, it must be Chal. If it wouldn't be Chal, you wouldn't get Malkus. That's Abaye's point. Rava says, what do you mean? Over Amemed Rachmona. Therefore, you went against the Torah. Who cares if it was chal, if it wasn't chal? So the obvious question we had was, Rav is absolutely correct. Absolutely. There are many, many lavim in the Torah where you can't even debate whether they're chal or not, because there's no chalois even. The Torah says, don't do a malach on Shabbos. Don't cut. There's no chalois. You did what the Torah said not to do. You did the act. You chayev. V'chohena v'chohena. There's so many lavim like that. It's actually only a minority of lavim in the Torah that have a chalois, kedushin, a pidyon. It's counted lavim that have a chalois. Most lavim don't have a chalois. So most lavim, you get malchus by most lavim? You went against what Hashem said. What's Abaye talking about? It's like mamish a foreign language what Abaye is saying. That the only way we can give you malchus is if it was chal. If it wasn't chal, we wouldn't be giving you malchus. That's what we were debating with last week. I want to just flow that into the upcoming sugyas here. The Gemara then goes on to Chermei Kohanim. And really, I'm going to speak out the cases rather than read through them. The Yalim can read through it themselves, or maybe you did that already. The Gemara goes through Chermei Kohanim. And again, over there, the Gemara says, there the Torah says, Lo Yimocher V'lo Yigoel. And you can't redeem Chermei Kohanim. And over there, it doesn't work. The Gemara wants to prove, not like Abaye. Okay, that also is very unclear. Because over there, it's obvious if the Torah says it can't be redeemed, it's obvious that the Torah is talking about the chalois. Because that's all there really is. That's all pidyon really is. Pidyon is taking off the kedusha. If the Torah says you can't do it, it means you can't do it. It means it's not chal. That's all it could possibly mean. The Gemara goes on to Bechor. By Bechor, the Gemara says that it says Lo Sivde. And we see the pidyon doesn't work. Here also you have the same problem. Obviously, if the Torah says that the Kedushas Bechor stays, it can't be taken off. Obviously, there's nothing to debate. Of course it can't be taken off. The Gemara says, well, over there there's a Pasuk. So if you look at Rashi, by Bechor, Rashi sticks in an explanation. He says, Bechor nemar lo yisivde, she'en abaylim yecholim livdoisoy v'linig boy minik chulin kegon gizo v'avoyde. Rashi purposely picked a case here, which the Rashash asks on, actually. Rashi picks onto a case which is really generic, meaning you could never redeem Kachem to that level. Even regular kachim, where there's no lav of pidyon, you have a shlomim that gets a mum. You could redeem it. There's a mitzvah to redeem it. Adarabah, regular kachim that get a mum, there's a mitzvah to redeem, to facilitate that the kedusha should go on to something else. Still, you're not allowed to do gizav avoida. Gizav avoida is a generic lav. Anything that once had kedusha saguf, there's never a heter to do gizav avoida. Even after you redeem it, there's an issue of Gizav Avoida. And yet, by Bechor, Rashi says, the reason why it says Loi Sivde is to tell you that it doesn't go out for Gizav Avoida. So this is really the question that Rashash asks. The Rashash says, what do you mean? He says, is there also Afilu B'Sha'ar P'Sulei HaMukdoshim Sheyesh Lohem Pidyon? By all Kodshim, even when you could redeem it, you can't do Gizav Avoida. Rashi should have said that the redemption doesn't work where normally it would work by other kachim. Rashi picks an example where it never works. You can never use kachim begiz of avoda. That's unique to all kachim. Anything that had kedushas aguf at one point or another is also begiz of avoda. No matter what kind of pidyon you do, so that's not a chiddush of bechor. So this question which the Rashash asks, actually he was mechaven to a Tosfos. Tosfos himself in Zvochim, Tosfos asked this question. Tosfos in Zvochim, the Ayin Hamad Beis, Rashi makes the same statement. And over there Tosfos asks on Rashi, what do you mean? All kachim you can't use for Gizav Avoda after you played it. Okay, so we'll get back to this idea, but this is his question. The Gemara then goes to Tamur, which is mamish mind-boggling. The Gemara says, what about Tamur? Tamur is a rayat abaya. Because you see, by Tamur it works. The Gemara says, Vare Tamur. And Tamur it says, V'hoyo Tamur asiyya kodesh. So the Gemara says, that's different. Because there it says, V'hoyo Tamur asiyya kodesh. Ask Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Gemara didn't know that. The Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu, it's mamish a pasuk. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomroisai, and the pasuk says v'ho yahu t'morosa yekodesh. It's black and white. The Gemara didn't know that. So Tosfos asked this kasha. What was the Gemara's havat meaning? If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, he elaborates on this question. V'chilo hayoyada. The Shita Mekubetzes says tema. Look at the side there. Ois beis in the Shita Mekubetzes. Tema. Did the Gemara not know that? The Shita wants to say in Echanami, the Gemara knew the terrace. The Shita Mekubetzes wants to learn the fact that Gemara's whole kasha was only on Abaya. The roundabout way, the Gemara was asking on Rava, but we knew the answer to Rava. The answer to Rava is that the Pasuk says it. We were really going to get around and then say, well, according to Abaya, what do you need the Pasuk for? So it's very modern zach that the Gemara here really is asking a question on Rava, when in fact the Gemara holds Rava is good and Abaya is the question. That's how the Shita Mekubetzes explains this. Okay, the Gemara then goes into cases of dam. The Gemara goes into cases of kiddushin. The Gemara asks a question from Almona L'Kayin Gadol, Gushav Achalutz L'Kayin Hedyot. And actually over there the Gemara brings a ribuy. By kahuna, the pasuk says lo yichalal. By the fact that the Torah says lo yichalal means the Torah is telling you clearly, the lashon rabim of it is telling you that the kiddushin is chal. That's what the Gemara says. So l'chayr from the pasuk reading of the Gemara, it would sound that according to Rava, stam kiddushin by chayve lavin would not be chal. It's only by kahuna, because we have an extra pasuk lo yichalal, but by stam kiddushi chayvei lavin, if somebody would be mekadosh a mamzeres, or somebody would be mekadosh any chayvei lavin, it wouldn't work. That's what seemed to be from our Gemara. So the Noida B'Yuda asks, "Erel halacha we paskin like Rava in all of Shas machloikas Abaye v'Rava, the halacha is like Rava except for the isolated cases of Yaal Kagam, we paskin like Rava." So if somebody would ask, how do we paskin lagabi yovid mahani, yovid loy mahani? The answer l'chur would be, yovid loy mahani. Paskin like Rava. That should be the case. So he says, if that's the case, by all kiddushim of chayve lavin, it shouldn't work. If we hold like Rava, it shouldn't work. That's his kasha. The Noida B'Yuda actually says an unbelievable terrace. But this question is brought down here in the Noida B'Yuda. Eich kiddushim toifsim b'chayve lavin? Now this, I asked everybody to look up the Rambam because there is a dispute how we paskin between Abaye and Rava. Even though normally there's no question that we paskin like Rava, the Lechem Mishnah wants to say that the Rambam actually paskins like Abaye. There's a Mishnah Melech that way also in Hilchos Malva V'Loiva that says that this is another isolated case. Yovid Mahani, Yovid Loi Mahani is also a case where we paskin like Abaye, not like Rava. But this is the Noda B'Yuda's question. And he responds The dafka b'kedusha kesef u'shtar tefsim b'chayve lavim. Avlam kiddush chayve lavim b'biyo lo tafsi b'kedusha. Fascinating note of Behuda. Wants to say, in fact, if somebody would be makadosh a woman, a chayve lavim, b'biyo, it wouldn't work. That's something we don't find anywhere in Shas. In other words, the only time kiddushin atoifis by chayve lavim is where you do kiddushin with kesef. Because if you do kiddushin with kesef, you didn't do anything, you didn't do an isser. There's no isser to be makadosh a mamzeres. The isser is to live with a mamzeres. So when you do kiddush a kesef with a mamzeres, you're not over anything. So he says it only works if you do kiddush a kesef ishtar. And the chanami, the Noda Biyuda says, if you would do kiddush a bia, itaka wouldn't work. The kiddushin will not be teifus. Which is an unbelievable. It's not brought down anywhere in Shas, that chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush. That kiddushin are not teifus by chayve lavin. If you do it through an aver, itaka won't be chal. This is a fascinating point. But that's how the Noda Biyuda understands it. Now, obviously, he asks himself, the way he is understanding it, so why did Gemara have a problem by Almona L'Kayin Gadol? Say the same answer. Say, Almona L'Kayin Gadol, if he's just Makadasher, no problem, he didn't do anything wrong. And if he lived with her, then he lived with her. That's nothing to do with the... He pointed, another beauty asked this question itself. He says, V'hod d'hikshu b'gemara. Why did the Gemara ask from Almona L'Kayin Gadol? Not even a question. He says, Afal Gav, the Gemara is also talking about Kiddush HaKesef. Afal Gav, he says, the B'shas Kiddush HaNein Eloke, Alav de lo yikach mikomokam and bo'al b'soif loikeshnayim. Very, very interesting. He says that the Kohen is different because by the Kohen it says lo yikach. So because it says lo yikach, it's true. Kiddush loy bo'al, you won't be chayev. The Kohen just went over to Grusha, was Makadosh, and walked away. Won't be Chayev. He says, but if he will later live with her, then he'll be over l'mafreya at a lav of Lo Yikach. So in other words, even though there's a Tanai, you need Kiddush Ubal, once you do the Bia, l'mafreya, the Kiddushin is an Issa. And that's why the Gemara in our Sugya is bringing in Almona L'Kohen Gadol, because that's relevant to the Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. Regular chayve lavin is not relevant to Abaye V'Rava, because you could be mekadosh with kesef and shtar, and it will never be an iser. In other words, if somebody's mekadosh mamzeres and never lives with her, he's not over an iser. If he does live with her, he'll be over the iser of living with a mamzeres. And every time he lives with her, he'll have the iser of mamzeres. He will never have the iser of marrying her. It's always just going to be the iser that he lived with her. So the Noda Biyuda feels that's the reason why the Gemara didn't bring in all chayve lavin, because they're not relevant to our sugya. So, in as much, you can marry a chayve lavin and never live with her. You won't be over an issa. So it's not relevant. It's chal. Kiddush biya taka wouldn't work. If you're makadosh chayve lavin, it will not work. It won't work not by kohen gadol, but etzim it wouldn't work anywhere. It's just that our sugya is dealing with the fact that you were makadosh because of ubishtar. And that's why it's not a question of loyovet. But later, when you're going to do the bia, l'mafreya, this will be a lav. The obvious question is, well, why would we say loy mahani if at the time of the kiddushin it was not an isra? What forced the Gemara to say that this would be a problem between Abaye v'Rava? Maybe Rava's only saying loy mahani, where at the time that you did the lav, you were trying to do a chalois. Here at the time that I did the lav, there was nothing wrong. What forced the Gemara to say that in this case there would be a loy mahani? So really, the Noda Biyuda is a tremendous chiddush on both fronts. Number one, the fact that the Noda Biyuda is saying that taka, if you'd be makadosh bebia, it wouldn't work. That's a tremendous chiddush that the Gemara doesn't discuss. Not only that, at the end, at the finality of the sugya, after all the psukim and all the drushes, it's very narrow where there's actually a machlokes Abaye V'Rava. According to one side of the Gemara, it's almost not negeya. It's almost not negeh, because every time where it is chal, there's a pasuk for it to be chal. And every time that it's not chal, there's a pasuk for it not to be chal. So pretty much, Abaye V'Rava almost, the Gemara comes out with one nafkamina, maybe shinui, which we'll talk about next week. Maybe by Gezel, there's a nafkamina. But kimat, there's no nafkamina. So according to Noida Biyudit, there's a tremendous nafkamina. All the cases of Chai V'Lavin, if you're Mekadosh Pabia, won't work. According to Rava, it would not work. According to Abaye, it would work. So this is going to be a problem throughout. Okay. And there's a lot more also to discuss about Baal Mumim, but we're really going to go into that sugi more on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, which is the main sugi of Baal Mumim. So try to tie it again back to what we were discussing originally. And just to touch on this Rambam that the Lecha Mishnah is going on. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Bechoros. The Rambam says, Maiser Behema, also Limkor Oisai. You're not allowed to sell Maiser Behema. That's our Gemara. You're not allowed to sell it. Lufi Shenema Bo Lo Yigoyal. And then he says, V'yei Royally, says the Rambam, it would appear to me, Shamoicher Maaser, Loi Oso Klum, doesn't work. V'lo Kona Lokeach, Lokeach is not Koine. Ulefikoch, and therefore he does not get Malkus. That sounds very much like Abaya. That has every aspect of Abaya's signature on this Rambam. And that's the reason why the Lecha Mishnah and the Achroinim discussed the possibility that the Rambam went away from the normal klal we have in Shas, that we normally paskin like Rova. But this Rambam seems to have Abaya's signature on it. He says that because if he would just say there's no Malkus, we can debate. We can debate why there's no Malkus. But the Rambam he clarifies it. He says the reason why there's no Malkus, so the Rambam seems to be very clear that the reason why there is no Malkus is because it doesn't work. So it seems to be Abaye. That's Abaye's line of reasoning. Abaye's line of reasoning throughout the sugya was, in order to get Malkus, it's got to work. If it doesn't work, there's no Malkus. It's a package. Rava holds that those two are irrelated, they're not non-related to each other, and you can have not being Chal and still get Malkus. So this line of reasoning that the Rambam gives would only hold water according to Abaye. So if you take a look at the Lecha Mishnah, he brings it down. Koshe, the Beperek Hamad Tmura, Omar Rava, he says, says the Lecha Mishnah. So if you look down in the Lecha Mishnah further that way the last four lines of the Lecha Mishnah on this daf, he says, "Ulataritz kushizu nirali." The afal gav the bekuli Talmuda, even though in the entire Shas, Abaye v'Rova hilchasik Rova, hocha posak Rabbeinu zal ke Abaye. He goes on to say why, because ultimately the end of the sugi, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that according to Rova, if you stole something, even if you made a shinu, you wouldn't be koinet. And we paskin shinu is koinet. By the fact that we have a klal and shas that shinu is koinet, the Lecha Mishnah says perhaps is proof that we paskin like Abaye in our sugi. But really, it's a wild chiddush. You still got to go back to the sugi Neilu Metzius and say, well, why didn't the Gemara list this as one of the cases? I don't care, you have a raya. If your raya is a raya, still in all. That's number one. Number two, there's actually a Rambam that's mashma not this way. Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam states, this is in Perek Ches Halacha Vov, he's talking about a Yifei Toya, Yifas Toya. Right? So the Rambam says, the Pasuk says, that if at the end of the whole process of the Yifas Toya, you don't want her, the Pasuk says, Vishilachto Lenafsha. You should send her away, and you shouldn't actually sell her. So it says the mochar oisah, says the Rambam, oiver below sase shenemar umochar loisim kerena bakesev loisis amer bo tachas asher inosa. And then he says the eino mechura, it's not mechura umachzir hadomim. And you have to go ahead and give back the money. So what's the makor of that Rambam? From the Rambam, there's no makor to that. It's obvious that the Rambam holds kol musar rachmono lo yisavid, yavid lo yimahane. So this Rambam is clearly mashma, not like that one. So you have to know what's going on. What? No, here it's not a shaila of malchus. Here the shaila is that why does the Rambam Bechlal say it doesn't work? L'chayr according to Abaye, it should work. The mechira should work. Huh? What do you mean, why isn't there? Yeah, so, who says there isn't? He doesn't say any like it. By most lavim, the Rambam doesn't have to say like it. It's a mice, it's a lav sheish b'mice, why shouldn't there be malchus? But that's not the issue. Why does the Rambam say it doesn't work? It's because he holds like well. So there's a riot that many of the Achronim bring, that this is the, must be that the Rambam holds the Yavad Loimahani, which fits with Rova. And Lamaisim, the vast majority of the Achronim, say for Dover Pasha, of course the Rambam paskins like Rova. That's the rule. If you look, there's a Pirish Kadman in Tzmura here. He also brings down the Shaila. And he says it's a Dover Poshet, he says. Linyan Halacha, Ein Kan Mokom Sofek. There's no Mokom Sofek at all. Hey, this was written by Rav Mendel Krugyo. He was from the Kadmoinim, the Gedolei Achroinim. He says, Ein Kan Mokom Sofek Kalal. Devadai Bechol Duchti Halacha Kerova Neged Abaya. It's a rule. We have an all of Shas. There's no way to get around it. So he's totally not gurus anything. The Lechem Mishnah, not possible. Which I have to say, in Svarah he's right. In Svarah there's no question. Somebody asked the question blindly. The answer should be that we paskin like Rav. That's how we always paskin. There's no reason to say otherwise. There's no indication from anywhere in Shas that over here we don't paskin like Rav. So I think we got to go back to what began to discuss earlier. And now we'll go also to Bechor. We'll answer Rashi also with Bechor, why Rashi seems to say that without the Pasuk, you would think that you could redeem a Bechor beyond what you normally could redeem Kachem. Normally Kachem you can only redeem to the point of Gizav Avodah. You could never redeem them beyond Gizav Avodah. And for some reason in our Sukkah, Rashi assumption that if pidyon would work, it would go beyond the level what pidyon is. So we go back to the yesod of what's the avod loy mahani, and this is critical to understand everything about the entire sugya. We discussed that there are clearly two different types of lavim in the Torah, and that's clear. Actually, we grouped it into three categories. Okay, so the three categories that we discussed were. One group we're not even calling lavim. Okay? Well, we really broke it up into two categories that are lavim, and one category is giluyim. Okay? But let's break it up to three categories. There are three categories where the Torah used the terminology lav, and it could still be that it's either a lav or it's not a lav or it's chal. Three categories. Category number one is where the Torah says something. Beloshin, when the Torah says it, Beloshin Nifal. Loshin Nifal, meaning the Torah is addressing the ability of one to do something or not. Not the permissibility, but the ability. For instance, when the Torah uses the terminology, Va'oretz Loiti Mochalitz Mises, the Torah is clearly not talking to an individual, it's talking about a chalois. You cannot sell land forever. Land has a hagbol, can't be sold forever. It doesn't work. Even in secular law, there are categories where somebody could do something that and somebody could do something with binding legally. Doesn't work. It's not a question of it being illegal. It's a question of it's null and void. Doesn't work. So in lavim of the, there's also that type of lav. Now. They're clear, everybody agrees, Abaye, Rova, Koashas, everybody agrees, that there are times that the Torah HaKadosha is not telling us don't do something, it's telling us it's ineffective. It's ineffective. A katan is potter from mitzvahs. It's not a lav. Gizundet, let him do a mitzvah. It's not a lav. It's ineffective. It doesn't work. A katan's maisa doesn't work. If a katan does a kinyan, it's ineffective. There's no lav. You could do a kinyan with a katan. You could do it from today till tomorrow. It's ineffective. It doesn't work. If the Torah tells us that you cannot sell land forever, that means the Torah is saying a fact. It's factual. If you go and sell land forever, it's ineffective. You're not over any lav. You're not over lav. If I try to sell you karka, and instead of using kesef, shtar, and chazaka, I use chalipin, right? And let's say chalipin is not a kinyan that works for a field. I'm not over a lav. It's ineffective. It doesn't work. Now, there are clearly lavim, so that's one group. I wouldn't even call them lavim. Those are not lavim. Those are, and even the Ramban says those he categorizes as lavim shlilim. Shlilim, that's what he calls it. Shlilim means they're passive. They're not even there to tell you what you're not allowed to do. They're there to tell you what works and what doesn't work. That's one thing. Then there's clearly a group of lavim where the Torah is telling you that you're not allowed to do something. It's not talking about it being effective or not being effective. The Torah says don't plow on Shabbos. There's no chalois. The only possibility is that the Torah is addressing the person and telling him, don't do this act. The Torah says, don't be boil on erva. What does it mean it's ineffective? The bia didn't take place? It's not. There's no other way to explain it but to say that what the Torah is telling you is don't do the act, which is Rava's line of reasoning, which is over Amemad Rachmona, which Abaye agrees to. Abaye agrees wholeheartedly that there's definitely lavim which are only saying that. Because for Haraya, there's nothing else to it. There's nothing else to the lav except for that. Similarly, the lavim that the Gemara brings down that don't work, like Bechor, Meiser, and Abai says, well, over there's a pasuk. Yes, so why do you get Malkus? You shouldn't get Malkus. Abai started off the sugya by saying, which again, that's what I'm saying, without this concept, I don't see how we could go through the sugya. Because really, Abai and Rava had two statements at the beginning of the sugya. One statement was, Kol Musa Rachmona Yavad Mahani, Yavad Loi Mahani. Abaye says Mahani, and Rava says Loi Mahani. Then there was another statement that was made by both parties. Abaye said, you can't get Malkus if something is not effective. And Rava says, you could get Malkus if something is not effective. Throughout the sugya then, the Gemara totally ignores the part two. In other words, then throughout the sugya, for the next two blots, the Gemara goes through different cases. What about this? What about that? What about... And all the cases we have psukim to cover ourselves. But we don't go back to our original question. Okay, according to Abaye, why is this not... Okay, so fine. So you took care of your first statement. But your second statement was that if it's not chal, there's no malchus. Why doesn't the Gemara deal with that? The Gemara doesn't deal with that at all. The Gemara forgot about that second statement. What about Abaye's statement that Abaye said clearly? Similarly, the other way around, we have lesser of an issue because on Rava we don't have such a problem with if something is chal or not being chal as far as getting malchus. So with Rava we don't have all that much of an issue with if the Torah went out and said it is chal, okay, so it's chal. That's not a reason why you shouldn't get malchus. Rava is very liberal in malchus. You get malchus no matter what. So that's going to be, without this yesod that we're talking about now, it doesn't make any sense why the Gemara does not have an issue with Abaye every time something does not work, is ineffective. Why do you get malchus? You shouldn't get malchus. So that's a problem. Based on what we're saying now, that will be clarified. Because really, Abaye is not saying that he disagrees with Rava's concept. It's really only the first part is a machlekes. Yavad mahani, yavad loy mahani. The second statement of Abaye is not really a halachic statement. It's a pshat statement. He's explaining why he holds the way he holds. But it's not a halachic statement. He agrees that it's possible to get malchus even if something is not effective. Otherwise, the whole sugya makes no sense. So, the category number two, like I said, is clear. The whole issur of the Torah is over Amemad Rachmana. No question. Everybody agrees that over there, there's Malkus, even though there's no Chalois. No Machloikus. The whole Machloikus, the way we explain is when the Torah gives you a lav, talking to you, also something which relates to a chalois. And then it gives us the liberty, unless the Torah really clarifies its position, it gives us the liberty to say, well, maybe the Torah means that it's not chal. Maybe the Torah means that you shouldn't do it. But maybe the Torah means both. Don't do it and it's not chal. And I hold that it's only this category where there's a machlokes abaye v'rova. In this specific category, there's a machlokes abaye v'rova. Abaye says in order to get malchus, the Torah has to be telling us a direct message that you're not allowed to do this. That's what the Torah has to be saying. And if there's any doubt whether the Torah is conveying us that message, if there could be another message in the Torah, you can't get malchus. It's almost like Asro Safik. It's like Einoin Shemelim Kein Mazirin, which the Gemara says throughout. You can't get malchus unless the Torah said don't do it. If there's a possibility, if this lav has another message, it's not a lav, it's not Azhora. If this lav has a message that this doesn't work, the Torah says, you know what? Don't do Kiddushin with your mother. If the Torah's message there is, you know what, it doesn't work, then I can't give you malchus for it because that's all it's really saying. Who says it's saying anything more than that? And you can't get malchus. A lav. Once a lav is used up, once a lav is consumed, you can't get malchus on that lav. That's Abaye's line of reasoning. Abaye's line of reasoning is that a lav gets eaten up. Right? So once the lav is telling you something, it's used up. Now you can't tell me, well, I also get malchus for it. It's used up already because it tells you it doesn't work. So therefore Abaye says, by the fact that we do give malchus, the fact that the Mishnah increases and Maseches Makis in the third parak says clearly that there is Makis in the Torah on these lavim, must be it does work. Not because if it didn't work, then it wouldn't be possible to give you Malkus. Not because that's a concept that we can't live with, but because if it didn't work, then we don't have anything telling us that you get Malkus. So really what Abaye is telling Rava is, it wasn't over a member Rachmana. The Eloi Mahani, if you're going to tell me by these lavim it's ineffective, am I over a member Rachmana? Abaye doesn't mean, one second, if it's not chal, how could there be malchus? There can't be malchus without a chalois. That's not what he's saying. He's talking Rava's language. Rava's saying, you get malchus because you are over a member Rachmana. Abaye says, I disagree with you. If you're going to tell me that these lavim tell us that it's not chal, so loy of our member drachmona. Just like by the haaretz loyti mocher litzmisus. If you try to sell land forever, we don't say over our member drachmona. We say perfect. You makayim rachmona. You tried to sell it; it doesn't work. Beautiful. You're a living testimony to what the Torah said. Makadashem shemai. You see, the guy made a transaction till forever; it doesn't work. So Abaye is really. I agree in concept the guy gets malchus for over Mehmed Rachmana. That is the definition of every malchus. You're getting malchus because you're over Mehmed Rachmana. But over Mehmed Rachmana means that the Mehmed Rachmana was on this. But if the Mehmed Rachmana here told me it doesn't work, I don't have a Mehmed Rachmana telling me this. And that's why all the cases that the Gemara introduces, and then the Gemara refutes them, well, over there we have another pasuk saying it doesn't work. Abaye has no problem there. Because once I have another pasuk saying it doesn't work, now it's Ovra Memed Rachmana. Abaye's whole point is, the Ovra Memed Rachmana is not here because it's used. It's used up. It's used up by telling you that it doesn't work. So who says you are Ovra Memed Rachmana? Abaye's shrine, you are an Ovra Memed Rachmana. That's... Oh, the Enechanami. We never need anything. The Amiroim never need anything beyond the Mishnah. They bow to the Tanoim's understanding of the Psukim. If we didn't, we'd be in the street. So we how they had a Masorah. There's no how do we know there's Malkus on all of them? There was a Masorah. So right, there was a Masorah. Otherwise, there was a Masorah that there's Malkus on all of them. So now part of that Masorah had to have been Abaye saying. It's a given that part of that Masorah was that all the lavim have malchus because it's the starting point. Where did you even get the first base? That's Rav Eliashiv's question. I should ask the beginning of the sugya. How does Abai know you get malchus? Maybe in Hanami. Abai says, lo maloki. Maybe there's no malchus. So the starting point is kind of tells these lines have malchus. Unless they're Olav Anitik Lasei, there's malchus. So once that's given, then it must be that the Torah is telling you over our memory to Rachmana. Abai is mamish agreeing with Rava 100%. He's saying malchus is 100% based on one thing. Ovar Amemra Drachmana. Abai and Rava dancing by the same asana. At the end of a Psak Bezdin, when Bezdin gives Malchus, you turn to Abai, you say, Abai, why did Bezdin give Malchus? He says, you know why? Ovar Amemra Drachmana. You turn to Rava, why do you get Malchus? Ovar Amemra Drachmana. They're in the same base medrash. The only machlokes between Abai and Rava is whether if a lav tells you that something doesn't work, has the lav got swallowed up? Abai says, the lav just got swallowed up. You can't now say, well, that lav is also going to tell me that you get malchus. It's used up. So therefore, any time that happens, any time something is not chal, Abaye says, I need another pasuk to tell me that it's not chal. Then I can take this pasuk and say, Reb Yid, Ovra Memed Rachmona. What are you telling me? You weren't Ovra Memed Rachmona because it's not chal? That I know from somewhere else. That's the klal. That's the klal. Now, let's say we have a lav where we actually have a suffix. What the Torah is coming to tell you. Right? So then even Rava would agree to Abaya. Even Rava would agree to Abaya. If we have a lav that's up in question, whether the Torah is telling you that it's not chal, or the Torah is telling you that you're chayiv malchus, even Rava would agree to Abaya. And Rava would say, it's 100% the case that you should not get malchus on such a lav. Now, when you come to the Rambam here, by the Lo Yimocher, here's a Loshen Rambam. Where he says, V'yiror Ali. So, by the way, so clearly, He holds that it's clearly loy mahani. There's no question that the Rambam agrees halachas like Rava, Kol Musar Machmona Leisavri, Yavad loy mahani. We'll get to the concept of Shinui next week. Why that's not a conflict. The fact that we hold Shinui is kaina. Why is that not a conflict with Abba, with Rava? We'll develop that next week more to chap, whether that's part of Leisavri or not. But if you look at the Rambam here, the Rambam says, "V'yei royally shahamoicher maaser loy also klum v'lo kona lokeach." He says, "And the lokeach is not koina. Lefikach einoi loike. For that reason, there is no malchus." This lav by the case of Meiser, when the Torah used the lashon of Lo Yimocher, the Torah used the lashon also lashon nifal. And if you look in the lashon here of the Ritz Geis, he actually says he's mesupik what the Torah meant. Bekol halavim sheyesh li stapek bohem. This is the Maritz Chayas. Maritz Geis. Kigon lo yigoyel gabi maaser v'charomim. Efshar shehim boim lazhora. Ve'efshar shehim boim l'tanai. He says, we don't know. We're not sure what the Torah meant because the Torah used ambiguous lashon. He says, and therefore, it's not possible to give a guy malchus. So the reason why there's no malchus by these lavim fit even according to Rava. Because even Rava agrees that a lav that's there to tell you that it's not chal, Rava also agrees there's no malchus. And if you asked Rava, if you had a lav that was in question, what the Torah was telling you, he would agree to Abaye. Because he agrees, by Oretz lo timocha l'tzmisis, there's no Malkus. He agrees. Now, come to Kiddushin. Now, so that's the reason why the Rambam and Hilchos Maaser brings down the suffix, and he says, Yero Ali, is because it's really a suffix what the Torah was telling us. And since it's a suffix what the Torah was telling us, so it's not possible to go ahead and give Malkus on it. And that's really the way the Martzkeis learns the whole concept of Maaser, is that we don't know if it's a type, it's a Lav Shlili, or it's not. So when the Rambam says, it's not because it's Loi Mahani, that's not the reason why it's why there's no Malkus. It's because he's Mesupik, whether that's what the Lav is. Is it a Lav Shlili? Is it coming just to tell you it doesn't work, or is it coming to tell you? Now, we go to Kedusha. The way we're learning, it's not an automatic thing that Rava holds that the fact that you were over and Avera automatically the thing is not Chal. That's not Rava's point. And Abaye's point is not that since there's Malkus, it's got to be Chal. Neither one is saying that. It's a definition question. Rava holds that any Lav that's talking to the person, by definition, the Torah is telling you that there's Malkus. And any time the Torah is talking about a Chalois as well, by definition, the Torah is telling you it's not Chal. That's automatic according to Rava. Rava would agree, however, if the other member, the Rachmana, is, he would of course agree that it's not possible to say it's not Chal. That was the Avera. The Avera was the Chalois. Okay? Let's go to Kiddushin for a moment. Rava, what I'm saying is like this. Rava would agree to Abaya. The machlokes Abaye v'Rav is really a definition machlokes. The way in Lamdas they agree of our member Drachmana, there's a chi of Malkus. Both agree Abaye v'Rav. They both agree that if the Torah says something should not be chal, it's not chal. No machlokes. The only machlokes between Abaye v'Rav is when the Torah says don't do something which has a chalois, is the Torah telling you a double message? It's telling you it's not chal and don't. Don't do it. Or is the Torah, or that can't be. The Torah can't be giving a dual message. If the Torah wants to give a dual message, the Torah has to tell it to us twice. The Torah has to tell us it's not Chal, and the Torah has to tell us not to do it, so there should be Malkus. That's the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. But lo yisur, you have a Lav, which inherently the Lav is not to activate a Chalois. Okay? Then, Abaye and Rava would both agree that there's Malkus only if you activate the Chalois. Because there is no Ovar Memer Drachmana unless it's being Chal. So, let's go to a case like Kiddushin. Okay? Everybody agrees that the Maisa Kiddushin is not a Maisa Avera. Why not? Because there is no such thing as a Maisa Kiddushin. There's such a thing as a Maisa Bia. There's no such thing as a Maisa Kiddushin. Kiddushin is, by definition, a Chalois. Right? It's not a mitzvah shebeguf. You can make a shlich to make kiddushin. Kiddushin is not you. It's not on you. It's a chalois. That's all it is. By definition, kiddushin is a chalois. That's the definition of kiddushin. Rava would agree to Abaye that if the Torah says, lo yovoi mamzer b'kahal Hashem, which means a mamzer cannot enter kahal Hashem, the Torah said, lo yisitein kesef l'mamzeres. The Torah said, Lo Yovoi Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. So if the Kiddushin is not Chal, you're not holding anywhere. The Chayvei Lav in itself is to activate. And therefore, it's one and the same. You can't say that it's Loi Mahani. Because Loi Mahani, in this case, Rava would agree with Abaye, am I lucky? Because the Over Amemad Rachmana was to bring the Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. That's the Lav. What's the Lav? The Lav is Lo Yovoi Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. Right? And so if you're doing a Kiddushin which is ineffective, in other words, let me take one step back. What would be if somebody goes over to a woman and he says, listen, let's play a game now. I don't have to ask Kiddushin. You don't have to ask Kiddushin. I'm going to give you a Tabas. I'm going to say, I read Mekudesh and sleep with Tabas because that's Moshe Yisrael. Is there any Lav in the world that you're over a Lav? Of course not. Of course not. There's no Havamin in the world that you're ever allowed. Yeah. If a guy would go over to an Arab and say, listen, let's have beer, but it's not real. That's the Avera. Okay? So by Kiddushin, the Isra of the Torah is the Chalois of the Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin has nothing to do with you even. It's not even a Maisa Shibaguf. You could use somebody else to use it. So anything which is not on the Guf of Adam, so all there is the Chalois. There is nothing else that the Torah is even talking about. So there even Rava agrees that Al Korchoch, the Torah is saying, it's Chal. Because that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah by definition is saying, don't activate this chalois. There is no isra guf on the act. The only time it's shayach for Rav and Abaye to have a chakira is where somebody does something which is be'etzem a mitzvah shebeguf. You're over something which is an isra on you to do, which is clearly an isra. And on that, you went ahead and you activated it. Do we say that, okay, you did two things. Your body did the isra, and there's a chalois. Do we say that isra stops the chalois from being chal? Abaye says no, and Rava says yes. But in a case where the isra is the activation, there's nothing to talk about. It's not shayach for Rava to say that there should be malchus because of Amemed Rachmana. What Amemed Rachmana was I over? I wasn't over Amemed Rachmana. Kiddushin, all it is an activation. That's all it is. Even on the tzaddah, you would be over Kiddushin. You'd only be over the Issa Kiddushin, the fact that you activated the Kiddushin. That is the law. That's by definition what Kiddushin is. And that's how the Torah termed it. Lo yovoi b'kal Hashem. If the Kiddushin didn't create a b'kal Hashem, you weren't over the law. And that's the reason why, by all the Chayvei Lavan, where it's an Isra lovoi b'kohol, it didn't even enter our sugya. It didn't even enter our sugya. Because our sugya is not negeya, because that's all the Torah is talking about. It was only by kahuna the Torah made a loisikach. The Torah made a new kind of a lav that the kohen gadol should not attempt. Technically, don't attempt to be kohen of this woman. The Torah didn't say lo yovei b'kal Hashem. The Torah didn't say that the lav is entering the kal Hashem. If the Torah would have said grusha v'chalutza lo yovo b'kal hakoyanim, then it wouldn't even been in our sugya. Amana l'kohen gadol wouldn't have been in our sugya. The reason why Almana L'Kohen Gadol is in our sugya is because it happens to be that the terminology that the Torah used by Kahuna was different than it used by regular Chayvei Lavan. By regular Chayvei Lavan, the terminology that the Torah used was only the Chalois, and by Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the Torah didn't use that term. I said, Lo Yikach. So therefore, now we can debate. Maybe the Torah doesn't allow the naked act. Now it's debatable. And therefore, the Gemara has a shakal v'tarya. But the other Chayvei Lavan that the Nodeh B'Yudah is asking from is b'chlal not a kash. Because there, Avada, Rava would agree to Abaya that if it's not chal, there's nothing. Am I lucky? Rava would agree to Abaya's for. Am I lucky? That's the whole lav. The over Amemed Rachmona by Chayvei Lavan is the chalois that it's kam b'kal Hashem. At the end of the day, we give malchus to the mamzer. Why we give to the person who's makadosh to mamzeres? What's the malchus for? Because the pasuk lo yovei b'kal Hashem. So that pasuk clearly states activation. That's what the pasuk states. So I said there's no lashon of lakicha even. So it's very, very pasuk. Okay, we'll leave just because I have several chasnas today and it's overtime. So we'll leave the b'chor for next week. But I do plan a mitzvah shem next week to finish the sugya. So if it's possible for the Eilim to go through from Harei Gezel, from the top of the of Vav Amud Aleph until the conclusion on Amud Beis, where it says, Tana Rabbonin. Okay. Yashikach.